梅雨三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目带孩子单元的终极课程。Hannah 晚上要和老公去看电影，所以雇了临时保姆 Elliot 来家里照顾女儿 Amber。
During the last episode at the playground, Amber hit another child and stole the ball he was playing with. She sounds like a troublemaker, doesn't she?
可不是嘛，看来啊 ，Elliot 今晚有的忙了。
Hi there, Elliot. Thanks for being on time. We're just about to leave for the movie.
Hi, Hannah. You know, I love kids. I think I will have a lot of fun with Amber.
That's great. But I should warn you, Amber can be a handful.
Don't worry. I'm a very patient person. Even if Amber misbehaves, I'm sure she won't get on my nerves.
Professor, Hannah 提醒 Elliot, 她说 Amber is a handful. 这是什么意思啊？
You can say someone is a handful if he or she gives you lots of trouble. For example, Paul's girlfriend is really a handful. He has to call her 10 times per day or she complains he doesn't care about her.
原来 a handful 就是那些非常难伺候、总惹麻烦的家伙。不过 Elliot 说自己很有耐心，即便 Amber 不听话，也不会 get on his nerves, 惹他生气。
First, let me give you some basic rules. Amber has to finish all her dinner. If she doesn't, she can't watch TV.
What should I cook for her? Is she a picky eater?
I left her dinner in the refrigerator. Make sure you stand on the other side of the room when she eats.
Why do I have to do that?
Sometimes, if Amber doesn't like the food I make her, she screams and throws it at me.
天啊！Hannah 说，如果 Amber 不喜欢吃什么东西，就会大喊大叫，还会把吃的扔出去。呵，如果让我看这种孩子啊，我每小时得要$100。
I agree. But Winnie, can you guess what a picky eater is?
Picky 是挑剔的意思，所以 picky eater 应该是挑食的人咯。
Correct. And what does Hannah say will happen if Amber doesn't eat her dinner?
他说啊，如果 Amber 不把饭吃完，就不许看电视。
She might throw her food at me? All right, what should I do with her before dinner?
Before dinner, you have to help her do her homework. But watch her very carefully when she is holding the pen.
Why?
If she doesn't know the answer, she gets really mad and draws all over the wall.
What?Well, it's good she's so serious about doing her homework, I guess.
Huh? Amber 不会做作业，就会发脾气，在墙上乱画。哦，这孩子太可怕了。我要是 Elliot, 现在啊，就拍屁股走人了。
I agree. She definitely doesn't sound like an angel.
An angel? 小天使?
Yes. Sometimes if a child is really well-behaved and nice, you can say that he or she is an angel.
还天使呢？我看这 Amber 根本就是个小恶魔。
What should I do if she misbehaves?
Amber can be really stubborn, so it's probably best to just give her whatever she wants.
You mean I shouldn't discipline her at all?
No, don't try to discipline her. If things get out of hand, just call my cell phone.
What time will you be home? Very soon, I hope?
I'll be back by midnight. Make yourself at home.
Elliot 有点打退堂鼓了。这也是，这 Amber 听起来好像一点规矩都没有。
That's right. When parents do not discipline their children, they can get really out of hand.
可不是嘛，对于这种不听话的孩子啊，家长更应该 discipline, 严格管教，否则啊，他们就会 out of hand, 管不了了。对了 ,Professor, Hannah 让 Elliot make himself at home, 这是什么意思啊？
When you have guests at your house and you want them to feel relaxed, you can tell them to make themselves at home. It means to act as if you are in your own house.
就是把这里当自己家，不用客气的意思。如果我家有个像 Amber 这样的小魔王啊，我就
What would you do?
赶快搬走。各位听众，这次的梅雨三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。 欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要跟着 Helen 去瞧瞧心理医生管不管用。
Have there been problems in your life recently that you've needed to talk about with someone?
经历一次特别的面试。
There's a question that might seem kind of off the wall. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be and why?
他要告诉你怎么说紧跟潮流。
Are you talking about therapists?
Yep. I feel like therapists and anti-depression drugs are very common in America. In China, no one would ever admit they're depressed since it's a sign of weakness.
I think Americans are generally more open with this issue. And yes, anti-depression drugs are pretty common here.
好，等会再让你来给大家介绍。现在咱们先赶快来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Foolproof. Foolproof is spelled F-O-O-L-P-R-O-O-F.Foolproof.
Foolproof 意思是简单有效的，不会出错的。
Social networks whose target audience is kids acknowledge that there may be no foolproof way to block online predators.
那些以儿童为主要消费者的社交网站承认，能完全阻止网络人身侵害的方法也许并不存在。
As governor of Massachusetts,Mitt Romney once proposed a foolproof death penalty law that guaranteed only the guilty could be executed.
美国共和党总统候选人米特·罗姆尼在当麻州州长时曾提起一项死刑法，据说可以万无一失地确保只有真正犯罪的人才会被处决。好的，今天我们学习的词是
foolproof, foolproof, foolproof.
Speaking of foolproof, Mike, 你不是把手机摔了之后一直要买新手机吗? Did you ever get a new one? Is it foolproof? And I mean, you need something at your level of tech savvy.
Oh, you're just a riot, aren't you? I'll have you know, I have my finger on the pulse of new technology. But seriously, everywhere I go, people are talking about the new iPhone 5. I really don't see the appeal.It's only slightly thinner and longer than the iPhone 4S.
Yep, and I heard iPhone 5 has these battery life problems. When you start to download a lot of data, the battery drains out super fast.
Hey, seems like we both have our fingers on the pulse of the newest Apple products.
那当然了，你刚才提到了一个很好的词 ,have one's finger on the pulse. 咱们也来听听这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第984讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
最近我们给园艺社社长举办了一个庆功会，他在一次地区园艺大会上获得了杰出成就奖。其实这也不奇怪，他经常参加全国各地的园艺大会和比赛，而且一直紧跟园艺界最新动向。他对园艺的这种热情执着，我们可以用一个词来形容，那就是
Have one's finger on the pulse. Finger is spelled F-I-N-G-E-R. And pulse? P-U-L-S-E. Have one's finger on the pulse.
大家都知道 finger 是手指的意思 pulse, 脉搏 Have one's finger on the pulse. 手指放在脉搏上，意思就是紧跟最新动向。上面的例子里
When it comes to gardening, our club president seems to have her finger on the pulse.
我们园艺社社长对园艺的走向简直就是了如指掌。在美国 ,Super Bowl, 超级杯一向都是全民关注的重点，而中场表演嘉宾也备受瞩目。今年的表演者是 Madonna, 麦当娜。让我们来听听下面这位娱乐记者的介绍。
Madonna has sold more than 300 million records worldwide.She's also recognized as the top-selling female rock artist of the 20th century. How did she become so immensely popular? She continuously reinvented her music and image based on what the public was looking for. Especially during the 1980s and 1990s, Madonna always had her finger on the pulse.
这段话是说，麦当娜光碟的全球销量已经超过3亿张。 她被公认是20世纪销量最好的女性摇滚歌手。她是怎么变得如此深受欢迎的呢？原因是她不断地根据市场需求变换曲风和形象，特别是80-90年代，麦当娜对潮流走势一直了如指掌。
做明星确实得紧跟时尚潮流，不过爱美之心人皆有之，女孩子都喜欢去逛商店或者看服装展，了解最新的潮流动向。
I keep my finger on the pulse of fashion through window shopping or watching fashion shows.
好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Madonna has sold more than 300 million records worldwide. She's also recognized as the top-selling female rock artist of the 20th century. How did she become so immensely popular? She continuously reinvented her music and image based on what the public was looking for.Especially during the 1980s and 1990s, Madonna always had her finger on the pulse.
说起潮流，不光是时装界，各行各业的人都得了解自己行业的潮流走向才能成功。下面的例子中，一名公司职员就谈到了如何更好地了解顾客群以服务顾客。让我们来听听他是怎么说的。
It's clear to me why our company is falling behind our competitors. We need to understand our younger customers. They're much more familiar with communications, media, and digital technologies. If we want to be successful, we have to show that we have our finger on the pulse of modern life.
这段话是说，目前很清楚，我们公司为什么会在与竞争对手的较量中落后。我们需要更好地了解年轻的顾客群。他们更熟悉通讯、媒体和电子技术。如果我们想成功，我们就得做到紧跟现代生活的变迁。
他说的确实很对，像前一段时间柯达公司破产，就是因为如今很少有人需要冲洗相片了，让他们失去了顾客群。
Companies need fresh ideas in order to keep their fingers on the pulse of the market.
公司需要不断有新观念，紧跟市场潮流。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It's clear to me why our company is falling behind our competitors. We need to understand our younger customers. They're much more familiar with communications, media, and digital technologies. If we want to be successful, we have to show that we have our finger on the pulse of modern life.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是Have one's finger on the pulse, 意思就是紧跟最新动态。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus。
谢谢各位的收听。让我也来造个句。I have my finger on the pulse of whatever is happening in the office, and I can tell, Mike, that you're stressed out.
What? How can you tell? I have so many things to do. I need to get up at 5 every day to come to work. I need to go to the gym to keep this awesome body of mine fit. I need to shop for food, do laundry, find health insurance. I'm worn out.
You know what? You should talk to me. After all the girl talk sessions I had with my friends, I'm basically a professional therapist.Maybe I can give you a discount.
Yeah, as if I would ever do that.
好了好了，今天 Helen 就听医生的话去看了看心理咨询师，咱们一起跟他去看看。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目医药单元的高级课程。
Helen hasn't been feeling well lately, and in the last episode, the doctor told her that the cause might be mental stress. So today, she is going to talk to a therapist.
如果 Helen 有心事，可以找朋友、男朋友或者家人聊聊啊，何必非找心理治疗师呢？多贵啊！
Thank you for seeing me, doctor. I've been having a lot of mental stress, which I think may be affecting my physical health.
Of course.Can you tell me a little bit about what has been upsetting you?
Well, I had a dog named Herman. He died a couple of months ago, and I've been feeling really down ever since.
I see. Were you and Herman close?
We were the best of friends. Whenever things weren't going well for me, I used to share all my problems with him. He was a great listener.
怪不得 Helen 情绪如此低落，原来她的狗 Herman 对她这么重要，不仅是宠物，还是她最好的朋友呢。
That's right, Winnie. Why does Helen say Herman was so great to talk to?
Helen 说她有心事都跟狗狗说，因为 Herman 总是很认真地听她倾诉。
Have there been problems in your life recently that you've needed to talk about with someone?
Yeah, so many problems. I've been really stressed out at work ever since my boss gave me a huge new project, and I've been going through a rocky period with my boyfriend.
Does your stress level interfere with your work or home life?
Yeah, when I'm under a lot of pressure, it's difficult for me to fall asleep.Which makes me tired and unproductive at work the next day.
Well, being under a lot of mental pressure like that can have an effect on the body.
So Winnie, what has been causing Helen so much stress lately?
她的老板交给她 a big new project, 一份规模很大的新项目，而且她和男朋友关系好像有问题。Professor Bowman, 她说她正和男友 go through a rocky period, 这大概不是什么好事吧。
Winnie, you can call something rocky if it is difficult or not going smoothly. In this case, Helen is saying her relationship with her boyfriend has been experiencing trouble lately.
我明白了 ,rocky 就是困难重重的意思。哇，想到一个词 ,bumpy, B-U-M-P-Y, 这意思是一样的吗
?Yes, they're the same.
唉，可怜的 Helen, 有这么多烦心事。不知道心理治疗师有没有什么好建议哦。
There are some things you can do to relieve your stress. First, you need someone to talk to about your feelings so that they don't get bottled up inside.
I guess you're right. Do you think I should get another dog?
No, it's much better if you pay $200 per hour to talk with me once per week.
Oh.What if spending all that money causes me to worry about my bank account?
Don't worry. If you start feeling even more stressed because of your finances, you can come in twice per week for more therapy.
Winnie, do you understand what the therapist means when he tells Helen not to bottle up her emotions inside?
Bottle 是瓶子的意思，所以我想医生是让 Helen 不要把情绪啊都憋在心里。
That's right.
Professor,我觉得这个心理治疗师帮不了 Helen, 她一个小时收200块钱。Helen 说这么大的花销啊会让自己更有压力。可治疗师似乎盼的就是这个。这样 Helen 就需要看更多次医生，她啊就可以赚更多钱了。
I don't know, doctor. I think I really just need to blow off some steam every once in a while. I'm not sure I need all that therapy.
In my professional opinion, Helen, you may be very ill.We need to discuss an integrated treatment plan with therapy sessions and anti-depression medications.
Anti-depression medications? Now I'm sure I don't want all that.
But Helen, this may be the only way to make you happy again.
Actually, now I know what will make me happy. A trip to the pet store.
Helen 啊，很聪明，治疗师让她多看病，还让她吃抗抑郁药。可是啊 ，Helen 没有上当。他说他只需要时不时给自己减减压就可以了。
I guess Helen, like everyone else, just needs a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
原来 Helen 最近压力很大，小狗死了，工作繁忙，而且 going through a rocky period with her boyfriend， 跟男友的关系也不好。心理咨询师跟她说，不能 bottle up her emotions， 积攒不良情绪，而且要她制定 integrated treatment plan， 综合治疗方案，而且还得 take anti-depression medications， 吃抗抑郁的药物。这个心理医生怎么听起来像骗人呢
？That treatment sounds a little drastic to me. I think Helen just needs a shoulder to cry on.
Yep, I don't take stress very well. 我记得有一次面试的时候，面试官问我受压能力怎么样，我本来就紧张，他一问我更紧张了。
I don't blame you. Not a lot of people have the ability to handle stress as well as me. That's why I'm top dog. kidding. Honestly, though, nothing makes me more stressed than a job interview, especially if it's an interview for a job that I really want.
没错，在今天的 Business Etiquette 里， David 就在接受他梦寐以求的求职面试。咱们一起来听听看。
礼节美语。
David 唐到 Players 杂志社求职面试，考官是杂志社经理 Fred Dixon。
Hello, Mr. Tang. Take a seat.
Thanks, Mr. Dixon. Call me David, please.
Okay, David. Call me Fred. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. Actually, I'm quite excited.
Oh?
I've been a big fan of Players Magazine for many years now. I love what you do here. I love the witty writing, the clever features, and even the layout.
David 多年来一直是 Players 杂志的忠实读者，他很欣赏杂志的
witty writing, clever features, and even the layout.
风趣的文风，巧妙的特写，甚至是版面设计.
Nice of you to say. We've been working hard to try to keep the magazine as current and relevant as possible. So I've looked over your resume. You're bilingual, right?
Yes. Actually, technically, Chinese is my mother tongue. My parents immigrated to Canada when I was 7 years old. Later on, I went to schools in the States and Europe as well.
Well, being bilingual is always a plus. We are thinking about expanding our operations, and, of course, China is a huge market. Anyway, let's see here. Can you tell me why you think you'd be a good fit for our organization?
David 是双语,
bilingual.
中文是他的母语,
mother tongue.
Fred 承认,
bilingual is always a plus.
双语当然更好, plus 在这儿是优势的意思. Fred 问 David 为什么觉得自己适合杂志社的工作?
A good fit for the organization.
David 说他自己年轻, 思维敏锐，精力充沛。
And I'm always looking for that next big thing.
随时准备迎接新的时尚和潮流。
That's good. Okay, here's a question that might seem kind of off the wall. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be and why?
Interesting question. I'd say I'd be one of those Japanese sports cars. Not too big, not too flashy on the outside, but lots of power under the hood. You're asking this to get a sense of my personality, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. So you're saying you are reliable and quietly powerful. Is that it?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Fred 问 David, 假如是一辆车的话，它会是什么车？ 这个问题确实有些
off the wall,
出人意料，不同寻常。 David 说愿意是一辆日本跑车 sports car, 不以大小和外表取人，但是马力十足。
Lots of power under the hood.
Fred 理解为 David 是一个可靠而且
quietly powerful,
不声不响但干劲十足的人。 David 回答说
That's a good way of putting it.
这么说也不错。 To put it 是表达的意思。 面试中还有哪些问题？ 我们下次继续收听。
David has a talent for two languages, 双语人才, 而且他很年轻, 有冲劲儿, always look for that next big thing, 随时准备迎接新的时尚和潮流。 So, Mike, what do you think is the most important thing when it comes to your dream job?
Well, as you know, my dream job is to do nothing and still get paid.
Huh?
Okay, let's be serious. I think for a good job, you need to have a high level of satisfaction, freedom to implement your own methods, and meshing well with your team is extremely important because work environment plays a major role as well.
Oh, you must be so thankful for your current job then.
And why is that?
Duh, because you're working with me.
If by satisfied you...
好了好了好了，我们言归正传，接着去听听 David 的面试过程吧。
礼节美语。
David 唐到 Players 杂志社求职面试，考官是杂志社经理 Fred Dixon。
Okay, what do you think are your biggest weaknesses?
I'd say that my biggest weakness is a tendency to be a bit of a perfectionist. Sometimes I get too close to the project and need to step back to get the whole picture.
All right. How would you say you react under pressure?
I've had to make a lot of major adjustments in my life, such as moving to a new country, learning a new language, and making new friends. I'd say it was all quite stressful.But I faced each challenge as it came, and step by step, things got better. For me, I think the key is not to let things pile up, but instead to face each problem as it comes and attack it head on.
David 说他自己最大的缺点是有点
Perfectionist.
万事追求完美，有的时候过分投入。
Get too close to something.
需要退一步，纵观全局。
To step back to get the whole picture.
David 承受压力的能力也不差，他觉得关键是不能让问题积累起来。
Not to let things pile up.
而是遇到一个解决一个。
Attack it head on.
迎头痛击。
Okay, so what would you say is the one thing that's most important to you in your job?
I'd say having good direction from my supervisors, but also a high degree of freedom to implement creative ideas. I need guidance, but I don't want my creativity to be stifled.
Can you tell me why you left your last job?
Well, I needed a challenge. I felt like I was in a comfort zone, and I needed to shake things up in my life. I enjoyed my time at my last job, but I feel like I'm ready for the major leagues.
David 说他想换工作是因为感觉到自己是在一个各方面都驾轻就熟的地方。
I was in a comfort zone.
需要一些变化。
To shake things up.
他觉得
I'm ready for the major leagues.
应该更上一层楼了。Major league 是职业棒球大联盟，代表棒球的最高水平，高于 minor league 小联盟。
I noticed that you have recommendation letters from each of your previous supervisors. Their comments are all quite positive.
I'm honored that they value my work. I've found that I generally get along well with coworkers. I'm just not really into drama, and I'm pretty easygoing.
Well, thanks for coming in today, David. We will be reviewing your info, and you'll get a call back within a week.
Great.And thanks for your time, Fred. I'll be looking forward to your call.
David 以前的上司都给他写了很好的推荐信。他说自己
Not into drama.
不喜欢惹是生非。
Pretty easygoing.
很好相处。Fred 听上去对 David 很满意，说一个星期内会给他回音。
Okay, okay. I'll admit you are easygoing. But apart from that...
Well, at least I'm not a drama queen like certain people I know. Michael Scott Bond.
I see. So what do you call all that time you spend gossiping among your little gang?
okay. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目